Tom Casper is a master gardener and the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and is our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners Tuesday mornings here on Northland Morning. Hello, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Chris. How about yourself today?
Just fine. You know, I, as a fill-in host here on this program, talk to you only maybe two or three times a year, but it seems like every time I get you on the phone, we have what seems to me to be strange weather. And I don't know why that is. Maybe we always have strange weather. I'm just not really in tune anymore with what Duluth weather is supposed to be. But, you know, we're having this thing where we thought we'd made it out of the thing, and now it's winter again, and I can't tell what's going on. And I'm wondering, do the plants feel the same way?
Yeah, the plants certainly, they'll slow down. They have their own internal kind of thing, and when they start cooling down, they start slowing down and really can adjust to some of these cooler temperatures. Now, if folks had gone to a couple of the different greenhouses maybe and saw plants there that were uncovered last weekend, those may have struggled with as cold as it got, especially things like tender annuals and things like that may have really gotten hurt with this weather. But a lot of our perennials that are in the ground, they're really acclimated to a mild change in the weather or a change like this that happens, and they just slow down and then start growing again when it warms up. Hmm. And it does sound like by the weekend, I think they're listening to the weather, it looks like going to be in the 60s, stuff like that.
Well, that's encouraging.
So it will get better. And, of course, as gardeners, this is really our time, even if the weather isn't completely conducive to getting out and doing some of the things we want to be doing. There are other things in the yard that we can be doing, even some pruning if folks would like their roses. And it's probably now too late for our apple trees or fruit trees that want to hold off. But pruning and cleaning up dead branches, shrubs and ornamental trees and getting the debris off of our boulevards that maybe is going to be hard on our grass.
Right.
Getting that sand up and off. And so lots that can be done right now. And folks, even if they are interested in planting, there are some things like peas and spinach that they can be out planting right now. Both of those like those cooler temperatures to get in the ground, and you can get your first veggies out of the ground as far as spinach. And just maybe 3-4 weeks after that, can be harvesting young spinach from the garden.
So even though it's cold and it's still soggy, I mean it's thawed now, but it's really really wet soil. So that's good for peas.
Yeah, they don't mind that. They actually like a little damper. So good. Certainly if it's standing water in your garden, you don't want to, but
right.
Then you're going to be dealing with compaction and stuff. But here in a day or two, after it dries out just a little bit, you can plant them even if that soil is still pretty wet, just not soggy.
Yeah.
And they'll pop up in a week or so, and spinach doesn't take much longer than that itself to germinate with a few warmer days, and you're really off to gardening and starting to enjoy the season.
I have some friends too who have been using a hot box, you know, just to sort of get some things started in a safer, kind of less weather prone environment for just to get things out of the ground a little bit. So hopefully that'll give some of their plants a head start.
Yeah, and folks do a lot of things like that. Hot boxes, cold frames also help, you know, to really kind of hold in some of those warmer temperatures and cover them at night in case you get a little bit cooler temperatures. So a lot of those things will, and really what it is gardeners' ingenuity to extend the season.
Yes. Yeah, that's for sure.
We can't wait for the conditions to be perfect. We want to make them as perfect as we can.
Certainly so, not up here.
Things like that to help with that.
Well, and I like what you said, too, about, you know, we can't do a lot of the planting right now, but there's plenty of other things we can do. And maybe those are the things that we sort of let slide because we want to get to the planting. But since we can't, there's, you know, maybe the bushels will look better this year, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, and folks that are out doing that, cutting away any of the remaining leaves or foliage from last year's perennials. I know that lots of people already have things coming up in the garden, but it's not too big yet. in most cases, it's not too tall, so they can still get in and do a little bit of cleanup of last year's foliage. And that's an important thing to do as part of your garden, because those things, that foliage holds fungus. It may hold insect pests over winter and that are back at your plants again this spring. So it's good to get that cleaned up and either composted in a good functioning compost pile if you have one, or taking it to the WSSC where they definitely get their compost warm enough to really kill off a lot of those pathogens and insect eggs and stuff like that that do damage to the garden.
That's great. Anything else for us, Tom? Anything we should be looking out for this week?
Lots of butterflies starting to show up. I've seen now 3 or 4 different varieties of butterflies in the last week. So reminding folks that, you know, butterflies overwinter, or a lot of them that we're seeing now overwinter in our climate, and they overwinter in tree bark and wood piles and downed branches and things like that. So maybe before we do too much with that kind of, as far as disposing of them, maybe give those beneficial insects an opportunity if they're in our wood piles or in branches to get out of them before we do too much, let's say burning it or something like that, or disposing of it. Let those, few of those overwintering beneficials get out here in the next week or so before we do a lot of cleanup of that stuff.
Good advice. Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Have a good day and get in the garden when you can.
We'll try my best. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Tom Casper, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners on Tuesday mornings here on Northland Morning.